Leon County Schools announced the Sable Palm Community School Partnership last year, but this week marked the official unveiling of the program. Director Anna K. Hutchinson is the partnership's director. She says the goal is to uplift not just a school, but a community that's been neglected for too long. That's being done through partnerships between the Leon County School District, Florida A&M, and Florida State Universities, and the Children's Home Society. I spoke with Kay about the Community School Initiative and what the plans are for the area. I'm Lynn Hatter. What is a community school, and why was Sable Palm chosen as the site for that initiative?
Well, the Community Partnership School is a collective of four core partners that come together for 25 years to help the whole child and take barriers away from them, adult problems that they're facing, so that they can focus on education. And Sable Palm was a natural fit for the location. So it's on the southwest side of Tallahassee, and it's kind of a forgotten area. And we knew that there's a lot of medical needs here. And FSU Primary Health, which is a spinoff of FSU College of Medicine, has been looking at the site for a while to serve the underserved population with their medical needs. So that was an automatic fit, seeing that they came in and that Sable Palm had these medical needs. So that was one of the core reasons why Sable Palm was chosen.
What will students at the school begin to see for this school year? What's new with this program?
We're going into our planning year and being able to offer a variety of services. The first thing that we're going to be doing is a needs assessment of the community, polling the teachers, the parents, the community to kind of come together with our marching orders for the next 3 years to really make sure that we're on point of what the community needs exactly. FSU Primary Health is already, their doors are open. They had their grand opening, and so they are able to see families immediately. So if any teachers see that the kids are having some kind of need, whether they need a wellness checkup or they might have strep throat, we can get them immediately over to the clinic to have services. And not just their child, not just the student, but the whole family can.
What about dental? I know that Bond is going to be a part of this.
We're in the works right now of getting an MOU together with Bond Healthcare Clinic. They are going to be offering their mobile dental unit to come onto our campus and be able to serve 579 of our kids' dental needs. And we know that that's a huge need in this community. Dental is expensive, and it's not something that everybody can afford. And so that can be a big barrier when learning. And then we are looking for mental health. Mental health is a huge need. One of the core premise for the Community Partnership School is to help with referrals for these kids that get in trouble all the time. We have really smart kids that have anger issues or just don't know how they're feeling because of the things that they have experienced in their lives with real adult problems. And this will give them a chance to talk to somebody one-on-one. There's a lot of really great services that we already partner with, but it's in the group setting. And we know that kids aren't always able to be transparent when they're talking amongst their peers.
Sable Palm is in an area of town that does not have any readily available grocery stores. How does this program address hunger? How does this program address food insecurity?
Well, we know right now that there is a huge need. We work with Second Harvest, and they have this great program called the Backpack Buddies, which provides food to families on the weekends. So right now, about 80 to 90 of our children are receiving those services. When we see what comes out of the needs assessment, we'll be able to really tackle this problem. You know, there's already talks about having the fresh market come in so that they have access to healthy foods, fresh fruits and vegetables. I know that there's community partners out there that are interested in starting a garden here for the community and the kids so that they can learn what how to grow food and what each food looks like in a vegetable or a fruit. And sometimes they don't get that with not having that access to healthy food.
What are you all hoping to accomplish with this program?
Really to elevate the kids and the whole community. So we'll start off with the kids, that's our core focus for right now, and get them stable, get their needs met, whatever it might be, whether it is dental, mental health, medical, clothing, food. Sometimes we know that we have a very transient population where kids get moved around a lot. 100 of our kids are homeless, whether they stay at the Hope House or they are moving from grandma's house to a friend's house. We know that that's a real problem too. So we want to provide stability for them. We want to make sure that we take away these barriers that they are facing every day so that they can focus on their studies and they can achieve and become greater citizens for our community, for themselves, for their families.
That was Community School Director Anna K. Hutchinson speaking on the program going in at Tallahassee's Sable Palm Elementary School. Hutchinson is also a member of WFSU Public Media's Community Advisory Board.